Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Good morning, mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. And that's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your saber callers on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Okay, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Vincent Thiers, Head of Stroke at Austin Health. The topic here is don't wait till it's too late. Australians are being warned not to play down or ignore medical emergencies or existing conditions during the current coronavirus pandemic. We've got a professor on the line. Professor Vincent, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So the title here is Don't Wait Until It's Too Late. So the message that we're putting across the airways here is have all Australians, to be warned and not to play down or ignore medical emergencies or existing conditions because of the coronavirus. What would be the reason why people are not continuing or standing back, so to speak, or playing down or ignoring the medical emergencies? What do you think the go is there?
What's happening is that people are deferring care because they first want to help and avoid being a burden on doctors and hospitals.
Okay.
And secondly, they're also afraid of coming into hospital because they think
because of the virus
they might catch the virus there.
Yes, exactly. So a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So your message then, Professor, is to the people is to continue with your medical emergencies and your existing conditions.
Absolutely. Don't play down symptoms that you're experiencing. Say, for instance, you are unable to speak or you feel weakness on one side of the body. You still have to come in to hospital quickly because then we can help. If it's too late, we can't help anymore. Or if you defer your care, then you miss an opportunity for treatment.
So you're mainly talking about Australians with chronic disease.
Oh, these are both emergencies, like stroke, but also okay. People with diabetes, with other conditions, still
sure.
Should take their tablets and attend to their medical visits so to make sure that those are being controlled. Look, in Australia, the COVID crisis is relatively minimal compared to all the other countries.
Yes.
And we might have more complications from other conditions not being managed well. So that's important that we're still open for our patients.
But you did mention earlier, and what comes to mind is the fear factor, and people are not going to their appointments because they're thinking of the COVID virus.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're trying to do with your GP, often they can do telehealth or phone consults,
okay.
But in emergencies that doesn't work. You still have to call 000 and come into the hospital. And there in the hospital, we're making sure that we can contain the virus. People that have symptoms suggestive of the virus, they are put into separate wards.
Yeah, separate wards, yeah. That's a good message. So they are in separate wards, people who have contracted the disease as such, the COVID-19 virus. So if you're going there for your medical emergency or your existing conditions, you're in a separate building together, you could say.
Absolutely, yeah. There is no more risk of contracting the virus there than being out in the community.
Mm. So it's a very important message. I mean, like it's this virus has really turned our world upside down, and you're talking about a position or a space here that we sort of seem to neglect. We all focus in on the virus and staying safe and staying at home and 1.5 meters away from everybody and washing our hands constantly. But the other thing, on the other side of the coin, is people who have got medical emergencies or existing conditions, they're not attending or they're thinking in two minds, should I go, should I not? Yes, you should go, is your message.
That's my message, yeah. We're seeing this on and on. Every day we have patients that said, oh, I waited to come, and then it's too late to be treated.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, a very important message. Doctor, I thank you so very much, Professor, the work that you're doing, and to your team, and also to your family. Stay safe, Professor Vincent, and thank you for the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there with Professor Vincent Theis, head of stroke at Austin Health. And the statement is, don't wait until it's too late. So Australians are being warned not to play down or ignore medical emergencies or existing conditions during the current coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. So understand the people who have caught the virus are in a different ward, a different building. So it is still safe and very important that you do go to your medical emergencies and also tackle your existing conditions. So have you say your mob, Yana Strong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, the daily number 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully and Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry, taking right through to 12 noon. That's midday Queensland time. Do add to the conversation. Too deadly.
you ever tried to quit the smokes? For most of us, it's not a one-time thing. It's a journey where you quit and you quit again. And you think, every dollar I spend on cigarettes, I could be spending on something better. Or, my health improves the minute I quit. Visit Quit HQ to get all the tools to start your journey. Quit today, for you and for your family. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong on that Deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your Deadly program, National Talk Black. We're live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. So we go across the country. You can have your say and yarn up strong on that Deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550 or check us out on Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yes, very good morning. Hope you're well, travelling safe, Deadly weekend. And we are still running by those laws that to keep us all safe and contain this virus upon us. So need to do what you need to do. And that Deadly number, number that you can call regarding Australia's government national COVID-19 helpline, 1-800-020-080. If you've got any queries, any yarns, give them a call. And look, stay safe. If you don't need to leave your house, then stay at home. If you are travelling, travel with two people, you included. If you're out and about 1.5 metres away from each other, and cough into your arms, your elbows, your sleeves. If you're using tissue, discard it. So do what you need to do. Stay safe. It says social distance. I like to say physical distance. Keep the social up. Very important. We yarn. Keep our conversation strong with mob out there. So please do that. 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call here to have your say. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. Our new technology platform to help elderly Aussies in isolation. We're going to catch up a yarn with Peter Scott on the line from Mabel. Now, Mabel is an easy online platform that enables people with disability and older Australians to connect with independent care and support people in their local community. We've got Peter on the line. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program, my friend. So we are talking about the vulnerable, talking about older Australians. We like to say our elders, very important people to us, of course, and to keep them safe and communicate with them. Mabel have got something in place. So just talk to us about Mabel and the space that you're working in. Thank you, Peter.
No, my pleasure. Look, Mabel sort of originated from the experience I have with my ageing parents. Dad was in his early 90s and quite frail. Mum was in the mid-80s with dementia. They were living in country New South Wales and needed support to live independently. And they did have some services through a big provider, but they would often change daily. And so my father was struggling with the strangers in his life, that he used to call them. But so we sort of set up Mabel with a view that really what was important was people connecting with people, and to put the power of those connections in the hands of people in communities. And so Mabel is an online platform where, you know, if you're aging and you need support to live at home, or you have a disability and you need support to live in your community, you can go onto Mabel and look for workers in your community. You can search on various criteria or post jobs. And you connect with people that are running their own small business, supporting people in their community. So I like to think of it as a single platform that connects many communities. So, you know, whether it's a small rural community, a inner city community, a Greek community, an Indigenous community, it's a platform where you can connect with each other. However you define your community.
And look, it helps our elders to communicate with the broader community and to give them tools. And we are in the 21st century. We are talking online stuff. So it's a platform to educate our elders how to be on in that space to have communication, yes?
Well, you can do a few things through the Mabel platform. One is you connect with people to provide the support you need. So that is typically the support historically that has happened, you know, in your home and in your community. So it's things like everything from simple support around help with shopping and meal preparation, picking up medicines from the pharmacy, social connection has been really important, through to personal care that can be offered by the platform if you have certain qualifications, through to nursing services. So you can put together the support you need. Now, some of that social connection these days is happening virtually. So one of the things in the Mabel platform is you can very easily connect via a video chat with your clients. So a social connection now doesn't have to happen in person. We're seeing people that are cooking together via that video connection. Yes. They're playing games together. They're socializing together.
Good.
And for many people, they feel it's safer to do that. Other people are having that social connection in the backyard rather than in a close environment inside.
Fantastic. Now, Mabel have stringent safeguards in place for both users and support people on the platform. Could you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, so it is a safeguarded platform. So people providing services via the platform go through the screening you would typically see in the sector. So police checks, working with children checks if they want to work with somebody under 18, references, and certain qualification checks. Depending on the services being offered. So again, social support and domestic assistance doesn't require a specific qualification, whereas personal care will. And the platform's also arranged insurances on behalf of all the workers on the platform, which benefits both the people offering the support and the people who are receiving the support. So those safeguards are quite critical. The other thing we also enable is people to choose who supports them to discontinue where they're not feeling safe for any reason.
Yep.
They can rate and review that experience, and that helps.
Fantastic,
other people choose the right support for them as well.
Your web page for Mabel, please. Sorry, are you there, Peter? I've lost Peter there. That's Peter Scutt, his name is, and he's the co-founder and CEO of Mabel. And I just actually found his webpage here, all the W's, .mable.com.au for all our deadly mob out there. So check that out for communication innovative way, Aussies service partners with government to connect older Australians with the support they need. So with the elders out there, if you need looking for communication or information, that's another space that you could go to, mable.com.au. We'll try and get Peter Scutt back to finish that conversation. And look, it is a fantastic tool. And in the space that we're living in at the moment, in regard to vulnerable Australians, and that's our elders, and a disability as well, not to leave home, of course. And if they're at home, then they can get online, mable.com.au. But we'll try and get Peter Scutt back to finish that conversation and close off that yarn. But this is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarn of Trevor Tim, the Bully One, Trinity Trevor, Murray from Macquarie. And I have Peter back online. Peter, you there?
Yeah, I'm back here, Trevor. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
All good, my friend. So it would have been better if we were online, but we're on the phones here at the moment, so that's a good. So mable.com.au, that's the webpage?
It is. It's Mabel, spelled M-A-B-L-E. That Mabel, the name derives from I'm able, as in I'm able to live independently. I'm able to choose.
Oh, yes, love it.
Me. I'm able to run my own business, supporting people in my community. So it really comes from that empowering place.
Yeah, that respecting that man in the mirror, that woman in the mirror, is about I am able. I love that. So, you're the co-founder and the CEO, and all stems from, thought and passion with your parents, and thought you'd create a platform as such. So more power to you, and I think it's very important in this space that we're living in at the moment.
Yeah, it is, and I think it allows people to think differently about support. So under things like a home care package today, which is funding available from the government to live in your own home, you know, it's now under consumer-directed care, which means you have choices to who supports you. And with things like Mabel, you can actually invite people from your community to come and support you. So,
yes.
You know, neighbours that you've known for a long time, that your mum gets along with well, you know, maybe they're the best person to provide social support and help with meals and shopping. And so you can invite people from your community onto Mabel. We'll do all the checks, and then once they're available to support you, they can also support others in the community. So there's lots of flexibility to think differently about how you connect with support that you need.
But it's also a powerful tool, vehicle, in regard to the run with when you already got that the relationship or the friendship already happening. You can both now converse through Mabel.
Well, that's right. You can converse through Mabel, but also, you know, relationships that may have been informal around support in your community, you can now actually formalise them through Mabel, and you can pay people from your community to support you. So that's a whole, you know, instead of people having to rely on, you know, people providing things from the outside, you can actually build your own solutions from within your community. And I think that's a really powerful way to think about.
I am able. I love that. Peter Scott, thank you so very much. Look, all the best to you and your Deadly team, and for you and your family. Look, keep safe, and we'll be yarning soon, Peter.
Thank you. I very much appreciate your time.
Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
A Deadly Yarn there with Peter Scott, his name is, from Mabel. And Peter Scott himself was the co-founder and CEO. And look, he just came up with the concept and idea after seeing his parents, elderly as they are, struggling regarding communication and support. And this is well before the COVID-19. So he thought it's a powerful tool to have communication out there. So to all our mob out there, especially our elders and people who are disabled, you can look at the webpage allthews.mable.com.au, a very powerful tool to look at other ways of communicating and yarning with the community as such without leaving your home. Have your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. The daily number again is 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the Bully Round, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. Too Deadly. That's Archie Roach here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Call me on that number, 1-800-422-416. And you call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program. You know it, National Talk Black. So have your say and yarn up strong. Now, the Health Engine champions, telehealth for Australians, their GPs and other healthcare providers, we're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Marcus Tan and talk about, the change and the uncertainty related to COVID-19. Health Engine is introducing more Australians to telehealth and providing access to appointments. We have Dr. Marcus on the line. Dr. Marcus, good morning. How are you?
G'day, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Doctor?
I'm based in Perth, actually.
In Perth. Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming to the program. Look, we are living in an uncertain world at the moment or in regarding the communication and the space that we're living in, COVID-19. Health Engine has introduced more Australians to telehealth. So please enlighten us. Tell us what you guys do there, please. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So Health Engine, for those of your listeners who aren't familiar with it, we're actually a website and mobile app that basically allows people to manage all of their healthcare in the one place. So what we've done is we've actually created a directory that allows people to find healthcare providers, whether that's GPs or dentists or physios or specialists and so on. And we've also allowed people to book their provider online. So, you know, being able to do that after hours or just during times it's more convenient for them rather than sitting on the phone and haggling with the receptionist. And what we've actually been able to evolve the product into, certainly during these weird times, is that we've actually been able to surface up and allow people to find telehealth providers. So for some of your listeners who aren't all that familiar, because we're now stuck at home, a lot of people aren't able to access their providers, either their GPs or regular healthcare providers in person. And what we've actually had to do is actually use technology to be able to help you, you know, do a consultation remotely rather than doing it in person. And so that's what telehealth does. It basically allows you to speak to your GP or someone like that on the phone or using some video technology so that you can see them as well. And you can basically have a lot of your normal consultations, facilitated that way.
Fantastic. So what's the webpage, et cetera? How do we communicate with Health Engine Telehealth?
So basically what you do is you'd actually type in, you know, healthengine.com.au or download it on the app stores on your mobile phone.
Okay.
And basically when you go there, you'll actually be able to type in, you know, GP or whatever, and there's also a link that allows you to find all the telehealth providers who are on our platform. And basically, once you've actually clicked in, just like you would book a normal appointment, you can actually get the link to be able to either speak to the GP or whoever, like on a video link, just like you might say with Skype or some of these other sort of programs.
Yep.
Or they'll actually say, hey, look, you know, we're going to call you at a certain time and just be on the phone when, you know, be ready to have a chat.
And so it doesn't have to be your particular doctor. We're talking health workers, carers from around the nation.
Yeah, so we're a national program that millions of people use every month to locate different providers. But, I mean, the preference is to actually locate or deal with a telehealth provider that's your regular provider. I mean, certainly as a matter of, being able to be seen in person,
yes.
It's always very helpful. But there are times where you can't actually have the telehealth appointment solve your problem. And the doctor on the other side will say, hey, look, it's probably better that you come in. So it's always very helpful to be able to go to see your regular doctor and or be able to visit somebody that's nearby in person rather than, say, you know, in WA when you're in Cairns. Not that helpful, right?
Exactly. No, it's beautiful. And we're talking about putting your mind at ease as well, still having access to health workers. So it seems easy and convenient for bookings.
That's exactly right. I mean, part of the problem is in this sort of weird time, a lot of providers are actually closing their doors because, A, they can't service their patients because they're worried about, you know, sort of the risk of transmission. But
exactly.
Also because some of the, and that'll be including sort of dental and some of these sorts of professions that are unfortunately dealing a lot in the mouth where, you know, it's very easy to sort of spray up a lot of the virus into the air.
Exactly.
You know, that can be a problem for the healthcare worker as well. But also, you know, because some of these places are limited in terms of their access, we want to be able to show up the places that are open and are able to see patients remotely. And that's the, you know, that's really important that patients don't forget that even during times like this, not to be afraid to actually go in and deal with their regular, chronic disease and other problems that they're dealing
with. Exactly.
Because, that doesn't go away just because of the crisis, and it's really important that you still seek care when you need it.
And we are talking 24/7 care. Sorry, are you there, Peter? I'm sorry, Dr. Marcus? I've lost Dr. Marcus. We'll try and get him back online. Look, a very important conversation there, Dr. Marcus Tan, and we're talking about Health Engine, telehealth. And like I said, with the change and uncertainty related to COVID-19, the world that we're living in at the moment, and well, Health Engine is introducing more shows to telehealth and providing access to appointments. So look, a fantastic tool, and we are working smarter, not harder, in this regards to the space that we're living in at the moment. And we've got to adapt to the changes, so to speak. And change, I like to think, is the engine of growth, and we are growing in so many ways in technology and communication, and that's what telehealth, Health Engine and telehealth is doing. So I think it's fantastic. We'll try and get Dr. Marcus Tan back online and end that conversation. Dr. Marcus, you there?
Yes. Hi, Trevor. How
yeah,
are you?
Sorry. Yeah, lost you there. So just confirming, it's 24/7 this care, isn't it?
Sorry, say that again.
Sorry, 24/7. So it's
open. That's right. So what's, I mean, obviously not all providers are open 24/7. What we have done though is we've actually been working with some telehealth providers that are able to offer a 24/7 service. So even just like with some of your services that you might have had might come out to visit you at home and that sort of thing. During these times, obviously, a lot of those services aren't going to be available, but you can still speak to someone 24/7 if you need to, because you can't reach your regular doctor. But the preference, as I said, is actually to go and speak to your regular doctor in hours when that can happen.
And we're talking private and secure as well, safe to be dealing with telehealth?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of phone calls are still happening without needing, you know, video, but some people are actually using video, you know, whether it's through Skype or with WhatsApp and so on. These are consumer-grade offerings that sometimes, you know, have some concerns around privacy and security and those sorts of things. We have actually built a system within Health Engine that actually allows patients and providers to be able to do that in a secure basis without having to use some of the consumer-grade stuff. But yeah, I mean, look, you know, by and large, you know, it is it's a good system that works quite well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Founder, CEO, Medical Director, Health Engine. I think it's a fantastic tool, and we are adapting to the world we're living in at the moment, and using the tools available, internet, social media, fantastic. So thank you very much, Dr. Marcus. All the best to you and your deadly team. And look, stay safe, and we'll be yarning soon, Doctor.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
See you then.
Deadly Yarn there with Dr. Marcus Tan and Health Engine Champions, Telehealth for Australians, and their GPs and other healthcare providers are there to service you and help you with your needs. So do look at it very, very seriously in regarding healthcare providers at your fingertips. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, and taking right through to 12 noon. It's 11:38 here at the moment in Far North Queensland. So do add to the conversation. We're 20-odd minutes ago. And for the local mob, stay tuned, because Trinity Trev will take you for another hour as well in our local special COVID-19 program. So do stay tuned for that. Otherwise, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball around. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Want to hear from your mob, Too Deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trinity Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
My mind was
Edge and Electric Fields here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn with me, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking you right through 12 noon Queensland time. We're going to catch up with Noel on the line. Noel, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Trevor, and I hope everybody is well and feeling good this morning, because I bloody am.
You bloody are. That's fantastic. Noel, where are you calling from, Noel?
I stick joints and stay strong.
Yeah, lovely. Where are you calling from, Noel? Where are you calling from, Noel?
Well, I'm from Parramatta Park in Cairns.
In Cairns.
I'm in my father's home country and my nana's home country area.
Good, brother.
I'm a Nala boy myself.
Yep.
But I've been everywhere in Australia, mostly here, New South Wales, Tumut. Up here, down the Snowy, when the scheme was on, Dad was working there. We come up here in 61, I've been here ever since.
61, all right, brother, beautiful, fantastic. You staying safe, brother?
Yeah, I'm staying safe. I got a little bit of pneumonia because of my COPD, but I got over that and I kept myself clean and safe, and good. I'm still clean and safe now, and I hope all the other fellows out there, because there's not many of us left.
Well, exactly, and we just need to abide by the rules, don't we, Noel, you know?
Yeah, we've got to follow the rules. We've got to follow something called common sense, you fellas.
Yes, yes.
Common sense.
Yes. I don't know why they call it common sense, because a lot of people don't use it sometimes, you know?
Yeah, they don't know what the difference between common sense and money sense is.
Exactly.
But never mind. Common sense will help you live. Money can only help you live better than what you normally do. But that's not the question I want to ask.
What's the question?
I've got a question for a couple of politicians and health department more about there.
Yep.
How come state government and the New South Wales Health can let them people off that boat without testing them?
Yes.
Yet all us fellas here now, we got to stay in our own homes and suffer because the government and the health department didn't do the right thing in the first place.
Well, exactly, and people are getting booked by driving around and what have you.
The government and the Australian Health Department going to stop making this political and make it a health situation, which it really is, and get out there and start testing Australians.
Yeah, true.
No,
good point.
No talking about that curve flattening until you test everybody in Australia till you know who the carriers are and who the people with it are.
Because we want a flat line, don't we, brother? We want a flat line.
Actually, it's not just an opinion. That will not change. It doesn't matter how old I get, if I get any older.
Yeah,
but
true.
That's a question I ask that mob out there.
All right,
they can make us citizens stay in our bloody homes and fine us when they let people off boats and planes where they should have had that medical test back in early January.
Yeah, exactly. It can't be one rule for one, different rule for another, eh?
Not worrying about it and going, oh, she'll be right, mate. We'll follow this country. We'll follow that country. Yeah, look at the country that we're following.
Exactly. Good point, Noel.
Over there. They're going to do the right thing, or they're just going to keep throwing dead money away.
They That's the question.
More equipment, buying stuff for hospital. And that Tasmania, why they shut them hospital?
Yeah,
it's
that's
a hard time. We need hospitals, so why would they shut two down? Can't they clean it out,
the virus.
Sanitize it, and open it back up again proper?
Exactly, open up again proper, exactly. Too deadly, brother. Well, thank you for your call, Noel.
That's my little say for this morning, too. I hope somebody out there is listening. Sees a little bit of sense in what I'm saying.
Yeah, brother.
You know?
Too dilly, Noel. Thank you. That's Noel there, a local man here from Cairns, from Parramatta Park. Big shout out, Noel. Thank you very much for your call. And it's called common sense. But he puts a question out there to the government regarding, letting people off the boat, letting planes come in, and also closing down the hospitals there in Tasmania. He wants to know why. And here we are, police to be at home and not to leave homes and getting booked for if we're out and about. Well, the same rules apply at the high level as well and across the board is what he's saying there. Add to the conversation, mob here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball around, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service, 1-800-422-416.
minyangi ani lugula ngi ani gimubila gamalu ngi ani ziria.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, Too Deadly, your mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We just had the daily track there, You're the Voice, and by Mitch Tambo. Singing it in language, Too Deadly. And that was written by Andy Kunter, Keith Reed, Maggie Ryder, and Chris Thompson, but recorded by Johnny Farnham. And look, a fantastic song and fantastic to hear it in language. And big shout out there, Mitch Tambo. Fantastic. Have you say, Yarn Up Song, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up now. We've got Selwyn. Selwyn, good morning.
Just good morning, yeah, brother. Yeah, hey, brother. When I finished the last line, I said, there are a lot of things that we're not being told, brother. China, of course, they clamp down on freedom of the press, and they say they are. That's what the media tells us. But we have never heard anything from Russia, brother.
Yeah, they're quiet on the side, aren't they? Nothing from Russia.
Yeah. And another one I'd like to give a plug for is last night, Australian Story about Victor Stevenson, clear, brother.
Who's that, sorry?
Victor Stevenson.
Oh, Victor Stevenson, yes, the fireman. Exactly, yeah, fantastic work.
Shout out, old fella. Good to see you, old fella. Old fella Musgrave and old fella. It's lost up there. But anyway, the two old fellas there, good to see that. And there was a story in the papers, too, about another old man that went that we lost this year from Cohen, his old tracker. I'm from a Port brother. We lost him to old tracker.
Yes.
Last night Q&A, I don't know if Bernice, Bernice Kelly when he was the Deputy Prime Minister, John Anderson was on, and I'm not too sure, but I don't take my word for it, but I think he was one of them blokes beyond NGO card. But anyway, it was talking about how the economy is more important than worrying about, you know, people, the minorities in the party. And I thought it was really good, the comedian, Julie Crossan, cut to pieces afterward. And, you know, I often hear Chris Anderson say, to fight racism, you mirror back the old hypocrisy. You reflect back to them the old double standard. And when he said that, he said, oh, we shouldn't worry about the economy. When you actually want to worry about the economy, we can look after the minorities, you know, like the handicapped people and like our mob and that. And Julie McCrossan said, she worked when the AIDS come out really bad, brother, when the AIDS come out. And she said, you know, and I had no talking about it, no talking about it, said something there. But anyway, he said, Julie McCrossan said this, when AIDS come out, bipartisan, it was both parties helped, you know, stuck together and helped to fight AIDS. He's from, Liberal or whatever that party is, and he was speaking from a financial side because, I don't know, they're too caring about the money. So he got it, fair enough. But she said, when there was the AIDS, I don't know if you call it that, but then when it came out, it's a bipartisan approach. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a thing about the economy and what about minorities like AIDS? Almost talking about gays. Yeah, gays. They were minorities, and they both stuck together. And I'm thinking behind what he was saying was the Endurecard, because I'm sure he got his fingerprint all over that Endurecard. And before I finish, brother, I'd like to pick up on Sylvia, when I was talking about Bushsucker, and she said, oh, there's a lot of fire and drought. But this was down south, up in North. But there was never devastation from bushfire or fire. And that Bushsucker, I think we chop on the grounds here, I think, because our brother, the brother George, brother George, he's a TO, and they get Bushsucker, they planted at Wichoppin.
They do, yes.
And my country, my grandfather, my grandfather, his home is Kowanyama, and that place is it's a name for a place of many waters. And when I said on it before, what they're doing up in the Gulf, I was really quiet about it. I saw it in 7:30. They land clearing in the cover of darkness. They do a lot of land clearing up there. I don't know if it was a Chinese food base and all that. But, our people are, you know, like caring about Bushsucker. Not all of the people up north. We still have a lot of Bushsucker. But it's good that Brother George Skeen.
Yeah.
They got Bushsucker there growing. But we didn't have much of bad fire devastation like they did down south. I think drought were pretty off, but Kowanyama is a place of many, or that's my home, and good if, I think a lot of us still do. I know we still. Thank you, brother.
No, thank you very much. Thank you, brother. Thank you. So on, in regarding Bushsucker and about looking after country and getting back on the land, so which is very important, the space we're living in at the moment, and yeah, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and a very good point there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Look, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Going to sign off here, Mob. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, 24/7, you can text the brother, 0457-140-550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But signing up from the international, thanks to social media, we go global. But thank you for the national audience. Thank you very much. Murray going to sign off here. But local mob, stay tuned. Trendy Trev taking up for the next hour or so, and we'll keep our yarns going strong. And that program is called the Special COVID-19 Program. So do add to that on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, mob, look, stay black, stay deadly, and stay strong. And very importantly, stay safe, too deadly. Talk soon.
Jam!